What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled "Everybody Watching This Video Owes Me a Steak Dinner Because I Am Finally Vindicated in My Prediction That Mossad Will Increase Terrorist Attacks So They Can Bring in the Surveillance State." So, if you guys remember, a little bit over 6 years ago, I went to the White House and I told you that terrorist attacks will only increase. And exactly 6 years later, I go back to the White House, and while I'm at the White House, a terrorist attack takes place. You know, that transgender kid who shot up a school. And now the Jews want to bring in a surveillance state under the command of Palantir. And guess who? Aaron Cohen, the guy that I worked with out in Hollywood. He was an actor like me. He was a top Mossad agent. I told you guys, the reason why I'm here is because of Aaron Cohen. Now, in defense of Aaron Cohen, he thought I was a dumb Ahmad, so he was telling me exactly what's gonna happen with all these terrorist attacks and what the Jews have planned for you, the Goyim. He thought that I was a low IQ Ahmad. What he failed to understand is that I'm Jewish. I understand the letter Hebrew, so I was able to put together the fact that all the stuff I was doing with Aaron Cohen out in Hollywood, all the terrorist attacks, all this stuff, it had to be a little bit more than just a movie. And now Aaron Cohen, of all people, he comes out with a system called Gideon, and this is an AI powered system that incorporates Palantir, which is also owned by another hardcore Zionist. And now the system that Gideon is trying to sell to law enforcement all over America, it's simply about predicting people that might be a terrorist threat. Basically, what he's saying is anybody who doesn't agree that the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, is the best thing to happen, is going to be a terrorist, and they have to be thrown in jail for the rest of their life. So, finally, guys, I have been vindicated. I can stop making videos right now. I won. Honestly, dudes, I can walk around town for the rest of my life going like this, and I still won, dudes. I won. That's it. Nobody can disagree with me and say, "Amar, you didn't win." I won. Everything I've been telling you guys for the past, what, 6+ years has officially come true. In the description, I'm going to pin the video of Aaron Cohen within the past 24 hours coming out and saying that we're going to use my system along with Palantir to weed out lone wolf terror attacks. And I also found the video that I did 6 years ago when I was out in DC telling you that terrorist attacks will increase. Like TFM, I was early to the party. And do you guys find it odd that a terrorist attack that I predicted 6 years ago will happen exactly 6 years and a few days later, and it will happen when I'm in DC? I mean, I know it sounds a little bit too far out there, but think about it, dudes. Look at the date of the video where I tell Trump back during his first term that these terrorist attacks are going to increase so the Jews like Aaron Cohen can bring in a terrorist regime of surveillance. I predicted this will happen exactly 6 years ago and a couple of days, and when I'm out in D.C., the terrorist attack happens. Do you guys think it's coincidence? And you guys remember when I told you that Andrew Tate is a CIA asset? Guess what? I told you guys a couple of months ago when I was coming back from Cartagena, Andrew Tate landed at Fort Lauderdale Airport same time as I did at Fort Lauderdale Airport. It was a Thursday. Around 4:30, 5 o'clock, he landed. That's the time that I landed. Now, I didn't get to see him. I didn't know that he was at Lauderdale Airport until, you know, a little bit later when I was looking through my tweets and shit like that. But don't you guys find it a little bit odd that Andrew Tate, of all people, the guy that I've been criticizing, saying that he's a Mahdi and that Muslims think he's the greatest Muslim on the face of the planet right after Muhammad, the guy that I've been criticizing for a couple of years, don't you find it odd that he landed at the same airport as I did at the same time? Don't you find it odd that I predicted terrorist attacks are gonna happen 6 years ago, and 6 years later, on the dot, when I'm out in DC, the terrorist attacks take place? And they take place by the same people who I told you are behind all this. Aaron Cohen. Again, guys, I want everybody to go look in the pinned comment, okay? Go watch Aaron Cohen's video. This is a guy that I acted out with in Hollywood. This is a guy who told me exactly what's going to happen today. Again, in Aaron Cohen's defense, he probably thought I was a dumb, low IQ Ahmed who doesn't have the brain power to understand what's happening. Again, guys, to the Jews, I was a useful idiot. Unfortunately for them, I was not a useful idiot. And I want everybody who watches this video and then goes over to watch the YouTube video from Aaron Cohen, that is a man who made me the Amr Metwali, you know. If it wasn't for the arrogance of Aaron Cohen to think I'm a dumb Ahmed and tell me everything that is going to happen, I would not be here. There would be no MGTOW TV. I would not be making videos. I would not be running for Congress. None of this stuff would have happened if it wasn't for Aaron Cohen. If Aaron Cohen kept his motherfucking mouth shut, I would not be here. None of us would be here, guys. So when you guys go over to YouTube and you watch Aaron Cohen's videos, okay, this is a man who made the Amr Metwali, you know. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. And like I said, dudes, at this point, guys, I won. I can stop making videos right now. I won. I can walk around town going like this all day, every day, and I won, dudes. Okay, so anyways, things are going to get really bad, dudes. Like, this is... things will, I'm telling you guys, as somebody who worked with Aaron Cohen, I am telling you, the end game here is anybody who doesn't agree with the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, they're gonna be either thrown in jail or they're going to be terminated. Let me tell you something. You guys remember when Obama used a drone strike to kill the Muslim a couple of years ago, and he said, oh yeah, I had to kill him because he might be a future terrorist, even though he was an American citizen, right? Well, guess what? Palantir, Aaron Cohen, and their system Gideon, yeah, they're gonna use AI to kill people and then turn around and say, oh yeah, bro, the AI said these are gonna be future terrorists, lone wolf attacks, so we had to take the initiative and kill them before they kill us. And what did I tell you guys? This whole Muslim terrorist shit was a long reach around to go after white people, okay? This tranny faggot who shot up the school, first of all, it might be a fucking CIA asset. I mean, even Alex Jones found out that the father of this tranny faggot was a top CIA DHS employee. What did I tell you, dudes? You guys remember Omar Mateen, the guy, the gay Muslim shooter who shot up that nightclub back in 2013 or whenever? Yeah, his father, Sadiq Mateen, was an FBI informant. Come on, dudes. Like, the son of an FBI informant is gonna become one of the biggest terrorists in US history. The son of a fucking top DHS, Homeland Security, CIA operative, his son is gonna be a fucking tranny faggot who's gonna murder people. Come on, dudes. Come on. And the fact that this happened when I was out in DC, exactly 6 years after I predicted this will happen. Nah, guys, this is a fucking CIA false flag operation, guys. They're gonna use this to bring in Palantir and Gideon. You guys out there watching this video, okay? Palantir is gonna be the high level software, okay? Gideon, which Aaron Cohen is executing, Gideon is gonna be the hardware. It's gonna be boots on the ground, okay? So you're gonna have Palantir up there, up in the cloud, high level, finding people, doing all the data, and then Gideon will be the system that's gonna pinpoint these people, lone wolf, you know, people like you and me, because we don't support the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, and they'll use drones or the robot dogs, and they're gonna kill us, and they're gonna say, the AI said these are gonna be future terrorists, so we took the initiative and we exterminated them before they killed innocent people. This is exactly what is going to happen very, very soon. Mark my words, okay? Trump is the Antichrist. He's the Dajjal, okay? Trump's job is to do what dirty Zionists, dirty Jews want, okay? Everybody watching this motherfucking video, you gotta understand and understand this good. We are at war with dirty Jews. You may not think it, but they are at war with us. It's go time, okay? And the best way to defeat the Jews is get into politics. I've been telling you motherfuckers that for fucking years. Get into motherfucking politics, okay? There is no cavalry, there is no backup, there is no fucking, ain't nobody gonna come to save us, okay? Only option you and I have is either we get into politics, which is what I'm doing, or you flee. Go somewhere far, far away and just wait until God takes his vengeance upon the dirty Jews, okay? But for me, I'm doing both. This is why I'm setting up Columbia. This is why I'm getting into politics. As you guys know, I carpet bagged from District 21, which is my home district, to District 6 because of Randy Fine. Randy Fine said the quiet part out loud. Okay? Right now, a lot of goyim are getting to be very skeptical and very afraid of Jews, and I'm gonna start becoming a little bit more proactive in politics in the Palm Coast area. In fact, I'm not in Jacksonville yet. I'm at the Georgia Florida border. By the way, guys, for some reason, once you pass the sign that says welcome to Florida, humidity kicks up. It's like, wow. It's like the humidity knows we're in Florida. You know, once you leave fucking Florida, the humidity goes down. Once you enter Florida, the humidity goes up. It's like, wow, man, wow. Conspiracy theory? Maybe, maybe not. So, I'm actually going to pass by Palm Coast. That's District 6. Maybe I'll stop at Aldi's, get some food from Aldi's. Drive around a little bit. I'm gonna start becoming a little bit more, not a little bit more, I'm gonna start becoming a lot more involved in politics. At this point, dudes, I don't think anybody can ever say Amar Mitwali is crazy, he went off the deep end. No. Everything I've been telling you for the past half dozen years about the dirty Jews has come true. Only thing that's left is to vote me in Congress so we can finally go to war with the dirty Jews. Again, the dirty Jews like Aaron Cohen, Randy Fine, they're at war with us. What's happening to the Palestinians, what's happening to the Ukrainians will happen here. If you are smart, you will try to start a MGTOW party in your state. Florida already has MGTOW. We're already fielding candidates, me. So if you're smart, look into the political party laws of your state. Find out how to start a political party. In Florida, it was very easy. All you needed was three people: chairman, co-chairman, treasurer, constitution, which you can copy and paste from any other party, which is what I did, and then just send it over to the Florida Division of Elections, and boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka, you got a political party. Okay, guys? So, everybody watching this motherfucking video, it's go time. That's it. It's go time, guys. There is no, we got more time, maybe things are gonna get better. No, this is go time, dudes. Playtime at the Apollo is over. So again, after you watch this video, I want you to go to the comment section, to the pinned comment, and I want you to watch the video from Aaron Cohen saying he's gonna bring in this Gideon system that's gonna use the power of AI to find and remove lone wolf terrorist threat. They're gonna come after us, dudes. If you do not praise the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, they will kill you. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you in the next one. Peace.